Financial services group Sanlam has reported a 31% plunge in interim headline earnings. This mainly due to once-off charges linked to its broad-based BEE scheme. And even though earnings had fallen, the group said it was pleased with its operational performance given the tough economic conditions in South Africa and Namibia. Joining us now to take us through the 6 months that were is Group CEO Ian Kirk. Thanks so much, Ian, for joining us this evening. So as I say, you've had a few pressure points exerted on that earnings line, but what kind of operational performance are we looking at amidst it all?
Yeah, Alicia, you know, in the environment in which we're operating in, we think 15% operating profit increase is very, very credible. You know, the business is diverse today. We're operating across many countries, 34 countries in Africa, for example. And I think it's a very credible performance. You know, the economy has not been good in South Africa. 60% of our business is still based in South Africa. It's been tough going. Growth has been difficult, so we've been continuing to take market share. So I think in the environment in which we're in, it's a very credible performance, and our flows have been good. And on a relative basis, now that you know all the companies have reported, you can see again, once again, the relative outperformance from Sanlam, which is very pleasing in the environment in which we're operating in.
Ian, I want to put some focus on your local operations, because overall you've had new business volumes increase 4%, and that looking pretty tepid over the period. Do you see enough being done to start seeing this tick higher on a sustainable basis? I know we had the GDP print for the second quarter in South Africa sparking a bit of good sentiment, but we know that only lasts so long, and investors still pretty guarded about where they're putting their capital to work.
You're absolutely right. I mean, in the times in which we're in, when we've got, pretty anemic growth, where we feel it, Alicia, is in the middle and upper income market, particularly in our Glacier business, where we have discretionary business, and that tends to dry up when there's no confidence, as you've alluded to. That's been pressure. So the middle market and affluent sort of recurring premium business has done very well, and we've done exceptionally well in the entry level market. Which has sort of carried us through the diversification again. So, I mean, people have to get confident to invest in the type of products we offer, whether it's international products or local equity products or bond products. And, there's a long recovery period, as I'm sure you're aware, for South Africa. We don't think it's going to be a quick recovery. And what we're doing, of course, is what we've been doing for the last 3 years, when there's no new clients in the market, is we've just continued to take market share. And I guess that's going to be the story for the next 12 to 18 months. But I'm fairly confident after that if we put our heads down now and we start implementing some of the priorities that that government has now recognized, I think finally, you know, that at the given the stage we're in, we all have to work together to ensure that we build confidence again in the economy.
Ian, let's talk to where you're investing, because, of course, you've seen your results buoyed by the newly acquired Saham Finances and this in your drive, as you've highlighted, to become a Pan-African insurer. What new investment opportunities are you targeting?
Look, we've never really been preferred necessarily the continent over and above South Africa. The reality is, of course, with the competition rules that we have and our market share, it's difficult to do transactions of substance in South Africa. So that's really why we've sort of tended to move onto the African continent. And it's been very successful for us, as you've alluded to. So we'll continue to do that. But of course, there was really only one Saham. And, you know, there aren't really many significant opportunities. So I would say that over the next 2 to 3 years, we don't see anything of great substance relative to the scale of Sanlam at the moment in the terms of acquisitions. We're really on the organic growth path. We've announced some very exciting new strategic partnerships with the banks and with the telcos, and that's really going to carry us through, I think, for the next 2 to 3 years. We've got quite a lot on our plate to earn out the returns that we think are deliverable off of the footprint, the unique footprint that we've now got in Africa.
Yeah.
And we're really hard at that. So we don't anticipate any significant transactions over that period.
No significant,
but of course, you know, opportunities do come up. Yeah.
But a lot of focus on this organic growth as you move forward. I've got to ask you, Ian, does the recent spate of xenophobic attacks in South Africa and the retaliation that South African businesses face in other African countries dent the pace of that organic growth for you?
We don't think so, but I mean, I have to start by saying that this is a really, really unfortunate situation. So we would really say, you know, this is just not on. This is not something we can do in South Africa, and the retaliation across the continent is really a very, very disappointing and an unnecessary situation that we face. So we really deplore what's happening. And, you know, in all the 34 countries, we have strong partner relations, which to some extent, I suppose, along with the fact that we employ locals in the countries, we're very much committed through that partnership model. In many countries that are most affected by this more recent xenophobic situation, we don't trade on the Sunlam brand. So we're sort of less exposed than, for example, some of the retailers and some of the banks. But nevertheless, I mean, this is a deplorable situation.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we have to protect our staff. Our staff are really, you know, a very, very, the most significant asset that we've got. We must make sure that, you know, they are protected, and the work situation, the environment in which they're working is safe.
Let's leave it there. Ian, thanks so much for having joined us this evening. That's the Group CEO of Sanlam, Ian Kirk.